السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة، voice of أهل السنة والجماعة and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International on this beautiful day of the Jumu'ah, the 14th of November 2025, corresponding with the 23rd of Jumu'ah al-Ula 1447. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala bless this day with salamati and afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept all our du'as. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. May Allah ta'ala bless you, Apa, with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم أنا سليم كريم and family. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. And Alhamdulillah, it is the 23rd of Jumu'ah al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, South Africa, and 95% of the cities and countries of the world. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and verses number 3, 4, and 5. In yesterday's lesson, we started Surah Hashr, and that is Surah regarding the Banu Nadir. Remember that Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent them into exile and expelled them from Medina Munawwara because of their treachery and their double standards and nifaq and what have you. You know, Jutla, Jew forever trying to cause problems and some internal strife. They wanted to assassinate Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam and the Sahaba went there, and there was a siege around them. They were hiding in their forts, the Jutlas and the Jews, for approximately 10 days. And then the Sahaba cut down some trees and so forth, the palm trees, the date trees and so forth. So that is today's lesson, Almighty Allah highlighting what happened. And this happened during the month of Rabiul Awwal, in the fourth year of the Hijrah. So we should know all these details, the Maghazi and the battles of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam against the Jews, against the Christians, against the Mushrikeen, and that is the polytheists and idol worshippers and so forth and so on. In total, there were 27 maghazi, and that is ghazawat, wherein Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated himself. And 50 saraya, the plural of sariya, like for example, in this month here, Jumad al-Ula, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a regiment and a group of sahaba. You go toward Jordan, and there in a place called Mu'ta, that battle took place, the epic battle. And there we find that Zayd bin Harisa, Ja'far bin Abi Talib, and Abdullah bin Rawaha, all of them became shuhada and martyrs. Then Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala became the Amirul Jaish, the commander-in-chief, and brought the Sahaba back to Medina Munawwara safely. And on that occasion, he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gave him the title, Saifun min Suyufillah, you are one of the swords of Almighty Allah, hence the title Khalid bin Walid Saifullah. So we should know all these things here that you call Saraya. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, himself did not participate. Rather, he was making dua and so forth and so on. So these are the things that we should know. Now let's focus on today's lesson, chapter 59, Surah Hashr. Hashr in this text and context means to send them out in exile, to expel them. And normally Hashr will mean an assembly congregation. Chapter 59 and verses number 3, 4 and 5. وَلَوْلَا أَنْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْجَلَاءَ لَعَذَّبَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And had it not been, أَنْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْجَلَاءَ, that Almighty Allah already ordained and prescribed for them, these are the Banu Nadir, with a dot, that for them, al-jala'a, the exile, that to be expelled from Medina Munawwara. Then if they wasn't that exiling and expelling, لَعَذَّبَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا, then surely Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla would have punished them here in this worldly life. If you look at the other Jutlas, there were Banu Qaynuqa there were Banu Qurayza there. After the battle of Khandaq, the trench, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was instructed, now you have to go and deal with the Banu Qurayza. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam said, Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu will pass the verdict. And he said that the men must be killed who are mature and sane, and the women and all of them will be taken as the Sabaya, as the slaves and so forth and so on. Because that was a norm at that time also. So remember, till today it is one of the options of the permissible, you call it istirqaq, to take them as slaves, because they used to do the same to the Muslims as well. See what's happening in Guantanamo Bay, what's happening in Israel, torturing, persecuting, raping, and all these things there. So what is the worst? So they should be the last people to speak on this topic, the haramis. So Almighty Allah would have surely punished them in this worldly life. And in the year after, وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابُ النَّارِ. And for the Jutlas and the enemies of Islam, and if you don't know Jutlas, it means the Jews, and our arch enemy as enshrined in the Noble Quran. Chapter number 5, verse number 82, Surah Ma'idah, the last verse of the 6 Supara, the 6 Jews. And that is the 6th part of the Noble Quran. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will surely definitely find that your worst and arch enemies are the Jews, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا and the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, and that are the Hindus and the Buddhas. But we never ever said that all of them. Yes, we are saying and will continue saying majority of them. And today you can see the unholy alliance between Israel and India. And what is the binding factor? The cow. They love the cow. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. The love for the cow has been imprinted on their hearts, and it is in the inner recesses of their hearts. You see that? So for us Muslims, in chapter 3, verse 148, Almighty Allah states, what does Allah say? فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. Hence Almighty Allah rewards them, the Muslims, true Muslims, devoted, dedicated, mu'mineen, mu'minat, and muslimin and muslimat, with the bansela, with the bonus here in this world. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. And the optimum, maximum reward in the year after. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. And Allah loves those people who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. That is for the Muslim. Therefore, every day cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah, let us pass away with perfect Iman and Islam. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Oh Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman, Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants. And for the non-Muslims, they are punished here in this world. But once the death comes and the day of justice comes, then for them they'll be dispatched. أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Then the worst punishment they will have to endure in the hellfire, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 40, Surah Mu'min, verse number 46. So everything you will find clearly in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whether it is the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the atheists, and Zionists, whoever it is, and they are sane and mature, and they die in that state and condition, then it's everlasting doom and gloom for them. Why? Zalika, that punishment for them. بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Because they are the ones who disobeyed Almighty Allah and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because they opposed him, Almighty Allah jalla wala, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were rebellious and they wanted to show that we don't have to believe in the message and the messenger and so forth and so on. Take today, right in front of our eyes, 8 billion plus people on the face of the earth, and 1 billion only maximum you can say are Muslim. All the stock of Muslim are 2 billion, and all that, all bunkum, all that. They include all the Qadianis and all the Shias and all the Aga Khanis and any person with a Muslim name. So there's no such thing like that in Islam. Maximum we are 1 billion on this earth today. So plus minus 10-12%. Remember this if we are honest to ourselves. We don't need to make propaganda. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِ اللَّهِ. See the glory, beauty, style, diction of the noble Quran. You ulama, you students, write it down. You call this uslubul Quran, the methodology of the Quran. In the starting, Allah said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. This punishment will be meted out to them because they are opposing Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and him, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the messenger of Almighty Allah. Then, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِ اللَّهِ. And whosoever opposes Almighty Allah. But yeah, Rasul is not mentioned. To show us the opposition to Almighty Allah is much worse compared to the opposition to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this you call farqi maratib. So you must draw a distinction between that. You must remember that. First Allah jalla wala, then Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter after all the Sahaba and companions and the students of the Master alayhi salam, who lived with Iman and passed away with Iman and Islam. And then come the Awliyaullah, the Ahlullah, and that are the special friends and servants of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And for fiqh and jurisprudence, for fatawa and verdicts, then we follow the four schools, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis. So that is how you will understand it. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Then verily the punishment of Almighty Allah is very, very severe against these people here. And Quran has mentioned it in another place, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64 and 65. What Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Verily Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Allah has already prepared for them the blazing fire, the inferno. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And they will dwell and stay there in that fire. Eternal doom, eternal gloom. خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. They will not find any protector, any helper. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 64 and verse 65, eternal doom and gloom. That is for the kuffar, those who reject the articles of faith. What about the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers? Worshipping this idol, that idol, some days worshipping, remember, lingam, the male organ, sometime worshipping yoni, the female organ, sometime worshipping Ganeshi, the elephant, sometime worshipping, you must remember, Hanuman, the monkey, sometime worshipping the rats and the mice, remember, Ganpati. So all this continues. They doing it is their business. So, but you as a Muslim, we can never ever compromise on our belief. Chapter 4, verse number 48. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching us. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Verily, Allah will never ever forgive those who ascribed and associated somebody, something to him. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakullahu Kufuwan Ahad. Chapter 112 of the Noble Quran, 4 verses. He is one and alone and unique, and he's totally independent. There's nobody on par with him, no partners, no associates, nothing. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lam yalid wa lam yulad is not the father of anyone and is not the child of anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And remember that there is none equal and on par with him but Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Laysa ka mithlihi shay. There is nothing in the entire universe that resembles him, and he does not resemble anybody, anything in the entire universe. So we should know that properly. So these people say that these idols, these demigods, semigods, are going to take us nearer and closer to Almighty Allah. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَىٰ. This is just a figment of the imagination. And the third group that will be condemned eternally are the munafiqeen, munafiqeen fil aqeedah, that in their creed they are not sincere. That outwardly they say they are Muslim, they say they got Iman. But remember that that is just lip service. The heart is devoid of Iman. So that Allah is the sole judge. But for such people, and there's no shortage of them nowadays, Nifaq aam ho gaya hai is zamane mein. I heard this directly, personally, from Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi, Nawwarullah Barqadahu, who passed away on the great day Friday in 1992. He used to say that this hypocrisy has become rife and rampant in this day and this age. That was 77, then 92 he passes away. Where we are now, it's gone worse. So, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The hypocrites will be dispatched to the lowest, lowest layer and prison and dungeon in the fire, and they will dwell and stay there forever, eternal doom and gloom. Now, These people, these jutlas, they said that you Muslims, you'll say that you're a good people. So now you lay siege around us here in our forts for 10 days. And now you started burning or cutting the trees and so forth and so on. So why are you doing all that? The tree didn't cause you any harm and so forth. So remember that Sahaba did it and Allah Ta'ala sanctioned it. So that is how important it is to know that first the Sahaba did it and then Almighty Allah mentioned it. So this was to put pressure on the Jutlas that you are the ones, you wanted to assassinate Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and now you must pay the penalty, and now we're going to send you in exile and expel you from Medina Munawwara. You go to Khaybar. The Battle of Khaybar took place in the 70 of the Hijrah, and it was in the month of Muharram. Until today, our Palestinians are inspired by that. Hey, Jutla, Jutli, Harami, Zionists, you're listening. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar, the army of Mustafa. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam now is coming to torment you, punish you, and expel you and kick you out from occupied Palestine. So now Almighty Allah has sanctioned it, and you mothers, sisters, daughters, you should listen carefully. I'm going to give you one beautiful name for your gorgeous, attractive daughter that is just born yesterday, tomorrow, today, or whenever, last week. You see that? So listen to what Allah says. Ma qatatum min linatin. You sahaba. You see, Allah is addressing them. Ma qatatum min lina. So whatever you have got from the date trees, the palm trees. Now you want to give your daughter, your granddaughter, a wonderful name, you see that? So keep her name Al-Lina. You see the word Lina is in the Quran? So that is Nakira, that is a common noun. So we make it Ma'rifa, we make it a what? A proper noun. Al-Lina. A-L-L-E-E-N-A. Al-Lina. The superior quality of dates. What a beautiful meaning. Al-Lina. A-L-L-E-E-N-A. So keep that name. Excellent. You see that? So Allah Ta'ala will make her a superior person. She will serve the deen. She will serve her parents, her husband, her children, and become an asset to humanity and posterity. Ma qata'tum min linatin aw taraktumuha. Whatever you cut, O Sahaba, the trees there in Medina and the periphery where the Jutlas are, the Banu Nazira, or you left it there, you didn't cut it. Qa'imatan ala usuliha, that the trees are standing on their trunks. Fabi'idhnillah. They cut it, and Allah says it was with the permission of Allah. You see, Allah sanctioned it. Why? وَلِيُخْزِيَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So Almighty Allah wants to disgrace and humiliate these transgressors. What is the meaning of fasiqeen, ulama and students? Remember, you take a da'irah, you take a circle, and then you go beyond that circle, beyond the parameters and boundary. So that is called fisq, al-khuruj and ita'ah. So these are the people Allah is humiliating them now and in the future. Fasiqeen. So these are the transgressors. May Almighty Allah protect us from the shirr and the evil of these jutlas and haramis and Zionists and so forth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 23rd of Jumada al-Ula, 1447. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Yesterday, two Palestinian children were killed and martyred by these Jutlas and Zionists. May Allah Ta'ala make these people again into swines and pigs and into monkeys. You see that? They are the donkeys, as mentioned in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 5. And they are the dogs also. So all these words are used for the Jews in the Noble Quran. There in the West Bank, they burned the masjid, the settlers. You see that? A mosque they burned. And they say they want peace. There will never be peace there in the Middle East and in occupied Palestine as long as that cancer is there. And American support is there. And European support from Germany and India and them is there. So remember, Allah will decimate them all sooner rather than later. Listen carefully what happened yesterday. So at O.R. Tambo Airport, our Palestinian brothers, sisters, children, remember, they were waiting in the plane, and the plane came from where? From Namibia, okay? So it landed there at from Israel, no documentation, no nothing, they didn't stamp, they just ethnic cleansing, get out, you see? That is how the juntas are working now. Any country prepared to accept them, we will send 100, we will send 150, we will send 200. So this is the second plane load that came, you see that. So now all the drama unfolded yesterday afternoon and last night and so forth. So plus minus 150 Palestinians in that plane. It was a left plane that came, you must remember, according to our sources, from there Namibia here to South Africa. So obviously all of them don't even have passports and documentation. So the people there, the airport, are civil servants, so they don't know what to do. So somebody said, no, we must deport them, do this. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward our senior lawyers and, you know, advocates and attorneys. I spoke to one of them last night after 10 o'clock and he gave me the whole scenario, what had happened. He said, we were preparing documents and favors to go to court and so forth. So then the burden. And we must thank the gift of the givers, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman and his team and all other brothers, sisters who are involved, you understood. Allah Jalla Wala will reward you for your great, great effort in the release of all these Palestinians. Cut long story short, so then they were allowed to disembark. So the senior lawyer, senior counsel taught me something yesterday. He said that you see, whilst the passengers are in the plane, so technically, you will not say they are in South Africa. When they disembark from the plane, then you will say they're in South Africa. That's a loophole, you see that? So now they can apply for their asylum and everything and so forth and so on. Now this is 100% ethnic cleansing. You see, in 1947-48, they did the same thing. They say that no, the Palestinians left voluntarily. They were killing them and murdering them. If you know the history, go and read what happened after World War II. You have the Irgun gang, you have the Haganah gang, you have the Stern gang, and they would go where the Palestinians were on the periphery, and they would massacre them and kill them and so forth. And 48, then you find 14th of May, the apartheid Nazi terrorist regime of Israel coming to existence, and America is the first country to recognize them, and all the Western powers, so the Britain and Russia and all of them and so forth and so on. So that now they want to replay this whole thing here and so forth. Anyway, our brothers, sisters are here. We should make the ikram, help them as much as possible, contact gift of the givers, and we thank the Lordium Son also for sending out the report. We sent it out last night. I was busy. I only slept 12 o'clock, you know, with all this here, contact this one, what's happening, and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala accept us for His deen, and my greatest wish is, I want to see the liberation of Palestine. Allah حرر المسجد الأقصى والفلسطين من اليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. And second wish is to see the fall of the Ali Saud, the Saud dynasty there in Saudi Arabia. Allah must remove them. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud kama ahlakta Ad wa Thamud. The harm they are causing to Islam and the Muslims, you don't understand. And third one, Allah must decimate and destroy the UAE leadership in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan and MBZ Murtad bin Zindiq. You can't speak like that because you worried about your visa. You worried about your trip to Dubai and your holiday and your shopping and all that nonsense and so forth. Our Maulvis can't speak 80-90% of them. So there was in Syria a base, it's called Tartus, and the Russians were very happy with Tartus while Hafiz Assad was there, Bashar Assad was there. Now everything turned and Julani came. Julani, another sellout harami. I told you that he's a pakka shaitan. So Julani makes a deal with MBZ, Al-Khabithatul Al-Khabithin. and he sells and he leases out the Tartush to the UAE. Can you believe that? You know, it's like taking Cape Town port and all that and saying you run it and so forth. So you must remember that. One hostage returned to Israel, so should be only two or three left there now. The BBC apologized to Trump, but they refused to pay any compensation. You know, he sued them for $1 billion. Trump is a greedy guy. Let me tell you one story about Trump. It was gone viral yesterday, you see. You know, before Trump, we had another donkey and a moron, an idiot. His name was Joe Biden. You see, Joe, slow vote, slow go motion, you know. He couldn't control his bowels. You know that about Joe Biden. He used to mess his pants and underpants and everything. He used to wear 3, 4, 5 underpants and all that. So just Trump the Harami, he's 79 years old. That guy there was more than 80, 82, 83 years old, Biden. These donkeys, both of them, should go retire and sit there in the hospital or somewhere, or in the retirement village. But they won't listen, you see. So now, this Trump went to go play golf, and he messed his trousers, you see. So yesterday, while signing, day for yesterday, while signing that shutdown business, again, he messed his pants and everything. And if you look at the images coming through, you will see people are putting the hanky and the tissue and all that by their noses and so forth. And that message is gone viral. Now you tell me about Biden and Trump and all that. Pakka haramis, war criminals. Remember, 6 times America during Biden's time and Trump's time, they refused to go for a ceasefire in Gaza. 6 times. And that is what America did. And they vetoed it when 14 other countries in the Security Council said, everybody agreed. So these are the people we are dealing with, remember. Pakka war criminals they are. And we need to name them and shame them and nail them, you must remember. So he messed his pants again, you see that. And when the Epstein files come out properly, then I don't know what he will do. He will mess his whole house, the Maharami. So that is Trump's story. He's not coming to South Africa because he will pollute South Africa with his mess, the Harami. Good riddance to you, Trump, and to you, Biden, shaitans. If you think I'm talking nonsense, you must go and check the story out. I think I sent it out last night. Now see, it was like this, right? Because, you know, Muslims, we simple people, you know. So it was conquered, you must remember, Palestine in the year 636 in the time of Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. Then remember from 636 to 1099, you must remember it was in the hands of the Muslims. And from 1099 to 1187 to the Salbiyin, the Crusaders, the Christians. So 88 years. Then it under occupation. Then Allah Ta'ala sent Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin the Just, you see, to liberate it. And then it continued with them, you must remember, till the fall of the Khilafat, you must remember. Then it went under British mandate, you see that. So in the, there was a small period, somebody took over and that. Anyway, so now Trump is telling that we want that the American mandate over Palestine. So what do they mean by American mandate? That Gaza will be cut off from Palestine. 1. 2, you must remember that Israel will give them their freedom when they feel like. So who the hell is going to accept all these things here? When you, Trump, can't control your bowels properly and now you want to come talk all this nonsense here, you must remember that. So the jihad will continue. You see that? Hamas will continue, Jihad Islami will continue, and inshallah, whoever else helps them, Allah Ta'ala will bless them also. So that is what they want. They want the gas, they want the oil, they want everything there in Gaza. How they want the oil and what have you, and natural sources, resources there in Venezuela and so forth. 20,000 pages released, you must remember, by the Democrats and so forth, regarding Epstein and his emails and all that to the females and how they would rape the girls and so forth. And some of it got to do with Trump. But that is only the tip of the iceberg. Still all the little juicy, loosey details have to come out. Ukraine is going to experience its worst winter this year. You must remember, Putin got them tied up properly. We support Putin. I told you from day one, we support Hamas, we support Putin. We must have some haramis to deal with the Americans and NATO and the Israel and the Jutlas. The Haaretz newspaper says Trump, with due respect, Israel must pass judgment on Netanyahu and not Trump. You don't come meddle in our internal affairs, you see. So that was a blunt message from the editorial and the editors of, remember, the Haaretz newspaper. They shut Trump up properly. The Canadians are boycotting the USA. They don't go there for their holidays. They don't go there for touring and business and so forth. So that is also now on the decline. The amount of Canadians going to the U.S. Otherwise, the border is there, Buffalo. I went from America to there. So if you go to Niagara Falls, the American side is not so nice. It's just thick chase. It's all right, mediocre. If you really want to see Niagara, you must go there to the Canadian side. Wonderful, magnificent. With Brother Yusuf Dokrat, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him, my brother, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Remember that we went in summer and saw it on his beauty. But I said, Ya Allah, I must take my wife there. Then again I went with my cousin, Dr. Shiraz, you see that. And it was in midwinter, minus 18, minus 20 degrees. We were freezing. So just 2-3 minutes and we had to run away from there. We're not used to that. The Starbucks, you must remember, the workers are striking now there in the U.S. One side, we must boycott it. And they're feeling the pinch, whether it is McDonald's, whether it's KFC, whether it's Starbucks, whether it's any other harami. Anybody who causes financial harm to Israel and America and hits them where it hurts the most, their pockets, we will support them. India arrests plus minus 1,000 people in Kashmir because of what happened at the Lal Qila, the Red Fort, and so forth and so on. So that's what I just told you, our arch enemy. Sami Hamdi has arrived in London. He's safe and sound, and he will give the lectures to these people what happened during their 2 weeks incarceration there. Listen to this guy, those of you who follow football. So the Manchester City manager, coach, whatever you want to call him, he's telling the people and Muslims and whoever, there will be a match taking place, soccer match in Barcelona, that's there in Spain. One side, Palestine team will be playing. The other side, the Catalan will be playing. And all the people who buy tickets, remember, the money will go to the Palestinians and their children and so forth. So pack the stadium up, all of you. Imagine non-Muslim characters doing this, but these Arab tanpod dictators, haramis, instead of helping Palestine, they'll go help America and Israel, your Saudi and your Emirates and the kings of Morocco and Bahrain and Jordan and the Sisi, the Pharaoh. All haramis, murtaddeen, ghaddareen, munafiqeen. Yesterday in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Makkah, Medina, Dammam, Riyadh, Jeddah, they read Salatul Istisqa, Salat for rain. Majority of the Americans disapprove of Trump. It's gone to 58%. So meaning Trump, they hate you and they say you're a bunch of a moron and a criminal. That's what they are saying. You remember in the 95s and so forth, 94, 95, there was a war waged by the Serbs against the Bosnians, Herzegovina. You remember that? So remember, now all the figures are coming out and on. So sniper safaris. So now one Italian journalist, he's got hardcore evidence that the rich guys, millionaires, were invited there. Anybody you see there in Bosnia running around, looks like a Muslim, you shoot him and you will get money and so forth and so on. So they martyred and murdered thousands of Muslims, you see, and they raped the women and so forth. Mahmoud Abbas, another shaitan, so of the PA. So now he's going to retire and hand over power to Hussein Sheikh. But Hussein Sheikh is not recognized as a leader. Marwan Barghouti is the leader of the Palestinians, but he is incarcerated. Hasina Sheikh, not guilty, she says, of crimes against humanity in Bangladesh, but she's sitting there in India and so forth. South African news, you see, your life insurance, all haram, I'm telling you. Siblings stabbed their uncle 42 times, and this uncle was not in his proper mind also. Why? So they could inherit and get the 30,000 rand life policy. So now the government say they're all ready for the G20, starting now in 1 week's time or so. Sahuk. They're posing, remember, with the minister of Hajj, and they think they will fool the people. You can't fool them. We sent out yesterday a wonderful message to Sahuk. You must answer that. You see that? We're going to take you to court if you don't refund the Hajjis, the 48 million. We won't forget you. How the people are waiting there in Amanat and Mabrur, Sahuk, we're going to take you to the cleaners, except for Yalamuina. So 10 to 10:30 is Nikah. So all of you, your children, grandchildren getting married, send it now, 084-786-3132. And you must remember the Palestinians are here. Those of you who want to help, contact the gift of the givers and so forth. 11:05, 11:07 will be South African time. The khutbah from Makkah, Yasir, Dosari. And we'll take the salat, and then we'll make dua, translation and dua. And our Jummah, inshallah, my brother Ahmad Abdi will come and pick me up, and we'll go to Masjidul Ummah. And there 12:25 is Azan, and thereafter, inshallah, will be the lecture. So that's in Robertsham, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.